Hello and welcome to the Rooted podcast. My name is May and I have Tanya with me today, who we're going to be interviewing. Tanya is one of the wonderful people in the 20s and 30s area of Central who I've had the absolute pleasure of getting to know over the last year-ish, more than a year.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Because our relationship started online, I think.
It started through emails, yes. as any pandemic relationship does. And as I oversee the 20s and 30s ministry, it's been an absolute pleasure getting to know Tanya, but she is just going to share some more of her story today. So Tanya, tell us about that transition of coming to Edinburgh.
Okay, so I was born and raised in Dubai and I lived in the US for a few years. And I just started to feel like being in the US just wasn't my next move. Like I felt like I shouldn't be there anymore. And I felt this overwhelming guilt because I feel like I worked so hard to be there and I feel like the Lord blessed me with so much. And then all of a sudden, I just felt like I was being told to like reposition myself. And so I was like, oh my gosh, what should I do? And I prayed into it and prayed into it. And I felt, I kept feeling like it was like the Lord was saying, yeah, go for it, go for it. But I think I just let this voice in my head, I mean, we all have that one voice in our head that tells us like, everything we're planning is not gonna work out or what we're doing is not in line with the Lord's plan for us. But I was like, you know what? I'm gonna silence that voice and just listen to what I think the Lord is telling me. So I applied to a bunch of places in the UK for my master's. So I lived in London for a summer and I knew I didn't want to live there again. And I had been to Edinburgh before, so I applied to Edinburgh Uni. And to be completely honest, I hated Edinburgh when I visited because it was so gloomy and it was always raining. But anyway, Edinburgh Uni was the first one I got accepted to. And I just felt the Lord tell me like, Tanya, this is where I want you. And again, I just let all that self-doubt creep in. And I was like, oh, is that really what I, like, is this what the Lord wants or is this what I want? But then I was like, okay, Lord, I haven't been to church in over a year. So I stopped going to church during the pandemic just because I feel like they weren't taking a lot of safety measures. And I also just didn't feel very welcomed. I felt like there was a lot of subtle discrimination. I just really didn't want to deal with that. Because I didn't think I'd have, like, I don't think anyone should have to deal with that at church. But I think in 2021, which is when I moved to Edinburgh, I just focused on my individual relationship with the Lord. But going back to finding a church, so I felt the Lord tell me, like, okay, Tanya, you need to find a church before you move, before you make this decision. So I went on Google, I started looking at all of these churches as one does and just like really scrutinizing every single one of them. And I don't know, I just felt like the Lord really put Central on my heart. So I think in February of 2021, I emailed May. I was like, hey, I'm not moving to Edinburgh until September, but Central looks really interesting. Can you tell me more about it? And that's when we started talking. And it's so funny because our relationship started off over email. And I think I walked into church for the first time in September and I was like, who's May? What does she look like? I have no idea. Because I went on Instagram, tried looking for her, could not find her. But I remember walking into Central the first time and just feeling so scared. So scared of the people I was gonna meet and how they would treat me or how people may react to the way I view the Lord, or just, I was just really scared of being put in a box or even just being scared. I also just felt really scared of other people putting God in a box. And I felt like I really worked hard to break myself from that mold of seeing God as someone who is conditional and, you know, is like this angry man who wants to punish me every time I do something wrong. So I didn't know what I was walking into and I was terrified. I remember like having an anxiety attack. I think the first song we sang that day was Reckless Love and I had a panic attack because I was like, oh my gosh, what is happening? Am I at church? I was terrified. But then I heard the Lord tell me like, Tanya, just give me 3 months, just 3 months. If you don't like this after 3 months, you don't have to come back. You can look for another church or we'll figure it out. But for 3 months, I really want you to give this your all. And I was like, okay, Lord, okay. And I didn't know what I was walking into. I was terrified because I wanted to fully surrender everything I had to the Lord. But doing that also means letting go of a lot of things that you hold on to for stability and comfort. And I wasn't ready to do that. But then I had to remind myself, like, if I'm handing everything over to the Lord, it's His problem now. And He is going to figure everything out. So it's like, okay, Lord, I will do this.
So that was your first experience of coming to Central. What was the next couple of months like for you in terms of, you said to God you'd give Him 3 months. How were those 3 months? How were you finding church? How were you finding life in that time?
I think He really blew my expectations, because I was just expecting to have this, like, these ordinary 3 months for everything to just be very normal. And not to, I don't know, I just didn't expect to feel any different. But it just really reminded me, like, the entire reason I was scared to go to church was because I was terrified that, you know, I'd be forced to put God in a box. But at the same time, with me being thinking, oh, everything's gonna be, like, the same, nothing's gonna change, nothing special is gonna happen, it made me realize, like, by thinking that, I was putting God in a box. So when I first moved to Edinburgh, I was really, really, really scared. And I feel like everyone must have picked up on that by now, but I was very scared I was making a big mistake, because I feel like I had worked really hard to reach a certain point in my life in the US, and now I lived in a whole different country, didn't know anyone, didn't have any family here, and I was absolutely terrified. But because of that, I developed really crippling stomach issues, and I had no idea what the cause was. And for months and months and months, I went to, the first 3 months, I went to the doctors like every 2 weeks because we couldn't figure it out. I got tested for Crohn's, I got tested for celiac and all these different like allergies and like intolerances, and they just couldn't pinpoint anything. And it was really affecting, I would say, my self-esteem and my ability to do my work for my master's. And I remember just like one night just falling on my knees and telling the Lord, like, Lord, you said you wanted me here. Lord, you said you would give me, like, that you wanted me to give me your all, like give you my all for 3 months. But why is this happening? Like, this should not be happening. Everything should be smooth sailing, right? And in that moment, I felt the Lord really, like, felt the Lord ask me, like, Tanya, okay, I know you are struggling. I know this is hard. But if I were to never heal you from this, heal you of this, would you still love me? Would you still follow me? I remember tearing up, because that was a very scary question for me to confront. And, you know, when you're going through all of that, like, you would want to pick being healed or just having some sense of normalcy over dealing with these crazy issues that you have no idea where they're stemming from. But I took some time and I just really thought about it. And I was like, Lord, honestly, no. Like, if you didn't heal me, I would still follow you. I would still follow you. And that was really hard for me to say. And I felt like I had to start living that out. And it started with surrendering all these issues to the Lord daily. And, you know, I grew up thinking it was a one and done thing. You get on your knees one night and you're like, okay, Lord, I surrender all. And then you're completely surrendered. But for me, it was a daily thing. It was a daily routine of constantly surrendering myself to the Lord, surrendering these issues and just telling the Lord, I really want to be healed. I really want this to get better. But if it's not in your will to completely heal me, then it's okay. And that took a lot for me to say. And it felt like a huge blow to my ego, honestly. Because I've never viewed myself as a sick person. For the first time ever, I realized I was very, very ill. And at one point, like, my doctors couldn't figure out what it was, and we were all, like, really worried. So she's like, you may have to get tested for, like, for cancer, because it could be cancer. And I remember feeling so broken in that moment, because I just felt all alone, and, like, I had nobody to talk to about it, because I didn't want to scare my parents, but also just feeling alone because they couldn't figure out what was wrong. But, so going back to, like, surrendering those 3 months to the Lord, I started attending a small group. I started going to Greenhouse, and it has been the biggest blessing, and, like, it continues to be. I remember one night we were just, like, prophesying over each other, and that's something I have never done or had done over me. I just had one person say, like, Tanya, I just feel like I picture you wearing these golden shoes and just dancing because you know how loved you are and you know how taken care you are, or how taken care of you are by the Lord. And that brought me so much comfort, because I really grew to trust my small group and everyone in my small group. So it meant a lot hearing that, but at the same time, I just had a bit of disbelief. I was like, maybe this doesn't apply to me. Maybe this isn't for me. But it just brought me a lot of hope for, you know, my stomach issues, because at that point we hadn't talked about the possibility of it being cancer. But just hearing that made me think, like, okay, maybe I will be okay one day. And that doesn't mean I'll be completely healed. Maybe it means I'll learn to live with it. Maybe I'll learn what's wrong and we'll figure out, like, a way for me to manage it. But it just really, really made me feel a sense of comfort that the Lord was with me and that I was cared for. And it's something I hadn't felt so intimately in a long time. It's stuff I knew the Lord cared for me. I knew I was loved, but I didn't truly feel it. And it's because of this mental block that I had. It had nothing to do with the Lord. But I remember just, like, continuing to go to Central and just building relationships with people and feeling like they saw me for who I was, as opposed to, you know, seeing me as, okay, as opposed to just being my friend because I'm a Christian. I felt so fully accepted and loved by everyone. And it's something I had never felt in a church setting before. And I just remember telling the Lord, okay, I see where this is going. And, you know, just with going back to Central and continuing to go to church, I had to challenge a lot of, I would say, limiting beliefs that I had placed on God. And, you know, again, it ties back to the whole thing where I was scared that, you know, I'd be forced to put God in a box, but I didn't realize I was doing that.
So, Tanya, you kind of described that journey of those first few months and how actually it was really hard, even though God was the one that was challenging you to keep going to church and get plugged in with a community. How does that lead you to where you're at now with your faith? What kind of was the end point, but how did that journey continue for you to where you're at now?
So I remember just at the end of those 3 months, just, like, sitting down with the Lord and being like, okay, like, just, like, having a meeting, like a business meeting, if you will, but just sitting down with the Lord and just really thanking him for all the ways he had challenged me and pushed me throughout the past few months, and how I just really couldn't see my life, or, like, I couldn't see myself without going to Central, or, like, I couldn't picture my life without Central. And I remember being so stressed because I had to start looking for a job after my master's program. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to look for a job in Edinburgh because I like Central and I want to continue going to Central, which is something I never thought I would say. I never thought I would base my plans around a church. And everyone here has just been so kind and supportive of my journey. And one thing I really love about being at Central, even though I was raised Christian and all that and have been Christian for a long time, I just feel like they continue, like, I feel like I've been continued to, like, feel this encouragement from everyone to ask questions, to be confused or feel lost or feel like I'm in the wilderness and that it is completely fine. But going back to my stomach issues, Funny enough, at the end of the 3 months, we finally figured out what was wrong. My gut flora was not very healthy. So my doctor and I decided that we need to start working on rebuilding my gut flora. And, you know, today, as of October 2nd, I can say I don't have any stomach issues. Like, I am completely healed, doing perfectly fine. And it's not something I ever thought I would say because it came out of nowhere. So I thought I would be there forever. But I just, like, it really taught me so much about the Lord and his nature. And that verse from the Bible, what is it? It made perfect in weakness. And that, it just really takes me back to that, just thinking of that period in my life and just how supported I felt from the Lord. Even though he felt so far away, he really wasn't. And it just goes to show that feelings are not facts. Feelings are definitely not facts. And even though I was terrified and felt like the Lord wasn't with me through that, and, you know, when he challenged me, even though it felt super hard, I feel like I have met my best friends. And, you know, in like, by like in the church and also in Jesus. And I feel like I know the Holy Spirit now, which is not something I think I could have said a while back. I would say I feel him every day. I feel him in like my hands, in my like in my body. I feel him when I talk to other people. And I feel like the Holy Spirit is always made out, like, it's not always, but the Holy Spirit has been made out to be this very mysterious being. But I think we often forget that, you know, the Holy Spirit is so accessible. And this entire journey, like, taught me that he's always there, like, the Lord's always there, and you can always call upon the Holy Spirit. And I'm just so grateful for the ways that the Lord has blessed me. And that's not to say like, oh yeah, all of these, like the Lord has blessed me with all of these good things, which he has, but also just these challenges, because they've really shaped me. And I often tell the Lord, like, I don't know who I would be without you. And I know that might seem a little weird, but I like to think of my, I like to think of my relationship with the Lord as like a friendship, like a very intimate friendship where you can be completely vulnerable. So I'll just go about my day and I'll talk to him. Like, I had yogurt with granola on the bus and I was just telling the Lord, like, this is so freaking good. Like, I love it. And I feel like we're not encouraged enough, or at least when I grew up, I wasn't encouraged enough to just talk to the Lord throughout the day. But that has made such a difference. And you can be praying like all the time. You don't have to just sit. I mean, while that is encouraged, of course, you can also just continue talking to him throughout the day. Like, you know, when the weather's nice, Lord, the weather's nice. Thank you for the good weather or whatever. I'm not trying to sound preachy, but for me personally, it has made a difference and made me realize just how personal he is and just how he is always there. And yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Tanya. And I have had the pleasure of getting to see that gift of just the closeness you have with God just grow and grow. And I think the way it kind of shines through you is a testament, yeah, to that journey of faith that you've been on. So thank you. I'm just going to pray for you, and anyone who's listening to this can join in, even though that'll be in the future. And yeah, I just want to pray, God, that you would bless Tanya so richly and that you would continue to just grow and develop her as she walks with you. And also for anyone listening to this that really desires and hungers for that same level of intimacy, God, I pray that through your Holy Spirit, you would just be granting that to them now. God, we ask that for each of us, we would learn more and more what it looks like to just know you as a friend, know you as a father, as someone that we can be so close to. And God, I really pray that, yeah, you will continue to work in powerful ways in Tanya's life, that her testimony would continue to point towards your goodness and your faithfulness in her life. So I just pray that in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for just even just being my friends and pursuing me like all those months ago. And even now, just being such a steadfast friend. Thank you.
Aww. What a wholesome end to a rooted podcast.